Discourse 9, August 1, 1932. Saint Germain. Invocation. Thou most infinite, radiant one, thou who dost possess all peace, power, and wisdom, we give praise and thanks for thy holy presence with us. The Discourse. The Cherubim. We have a very delightful manifestation of the great presence here today. A cherubim from one of the seven Elohim is sent to dispense its radiance, and it enfolds the room in a ray of golden light, touched with a breath of pink. This presence rests at anchor, as it were, about 60 feet above the home, and from it extends the golden ray enfolded in its garment of love. The cherubim are similar to the angel devas, but nearer the human size. Sometimes the cherubim are quite like the well-rounded form of a small lady. They always convey love as the predominating quality or activity. The angel devas often convey the element of power because of the work they have to do. The cherubim have such a mighty focus of the love ray that they accomplish whatever they wish through it. They have a great radiance for a great distance. The cherubim's message. Beloved ones, chosen of the light, we add our love with this enfolding radiance to strengthen, to heal, to bless, and to prosper each one of you, and to cleanse every particle of thought of self away, so that the full presence of the Christ may have its dominion of full peace, love, and harmony within the body, that it may have perfect health. This presence gives its love and greetings to each one, so that they may feel its presence henceforth enfolding and unfolding in each one. In this ray is a special ray to each one of you that will henceforth remain anchored in the heart to fulfill its mission. The presence of the cherubim wishes me to say that you may think of it as the presence of the golden heart. The spinal currents. Today, we will take up an explanation that, as far as I know, has not heretofore been given. The currents of the negative and positive force, one on either side of the spine, ever active in their mission of distribution, are like two harp strings, the negative being of the bass and the positive of the treble. There is within the nerve on each side of the spine that which resembles a harp string. When one enters the conscious path, these divine strings, as it were, begin to be tuned, and when they reach a certain tautness, they begin to respond to the great advanced presences who play upon them, unknown to the human form. When the human form sometimes feels a tension, it is because some discordant vibration has touched one of these strings. There is perfected a tiny instrument that, when placed at the base of the brain, acts like a key to the harp, attuning these strings to the proper activity. It is under consideration now whether this shall be brought forth. If it be brought forth, certain ones who may receive it are to be prepared for the intense use of the cosmic rays. This accounts for the special presence with us today. Warning. I ask each one of you to take a firm grip on yourself, putting out of the mind everything of a discordant nature, especially during the month of August and possibly September. The one who succeeds in doing this will receive great benefit. The one who will govern his thought, shutting out all discord, will open himself to the mighty current that will attune the harp strings of the soul just described. Through these, one may receive distinct hearing of the inner presence and clear vision beyond the veil. Just be at peace, ease, and rest concerning these. Feel no strain in any way, no anxiety. This will give one the jewel of inner discrimination, which will enable him to completely govern the outer activity. This means that it will enable one to distinguish between the human and the divine thought, and to govern the outer so that any thought of jealousy, resentment, or self-pity cannot enter. Those three conditions are most stifling to the higher activity. Visualizing the harp strings of the soul. I would suggest the individual should follow his or her feelings, that those who can visualize these two harp strings of the soul connected at the base of the spine, connecting again at the pineal gland in the brain, the one on the right side of a delightful pink and the one on the left side an intense blue. The pink conveys powerful divine love through the positive current, and the blue string, the negative current, sustains the outer form in the divine balance. This description given, I assure you, is very real, quite as real as your harp before you when you sit down to play. The knowledge of this and its use, that is and will be given, will enable one to consciously hold a steady, calm balance in the outer contemplation of the inner presence. In our, the Great One's, activity, at a given time of action, as so ably illustrated at the close of the magic presence, we often find the great wisdom from the still higher spheres completing an action that we might hesitate to do. In that instance, and the instance today, it shows the presence and activity of a very great wisdom that will not allow the outer to interrupt the progress. The time has come for definite, mighty action. The song, Onward, Christian Soldiers, sends forth an activity which is really onward, children of the light. I expect that this presence may inspire you with the melody of the children of the light, for it is really the march of the eternal host onward to the victory of justice and eternal harmony manifest in the outer expression of humanity. The presence which has been established is in answer to the call to Surya. The province of this presence will be to watch and aid in the governing of these two currents of attunement. Healing. Beloved Cyclopaea is in charge of the healing ray to the earth. The healing ray, which is a blending of gold and violet, is always an independent ray. The gold is divine love, and the violet is spiritual power and the consuming activity which dissolves human accumulation. For peace, the gold is predominant. For spiritual power as a consuming activity, the violet will predominate. The violet ray is a calm, quiet power and is always an uplifting presence. The blue ray is power unqualified. Always be sure, be careful, not to send your own conscious power with it or to taint it with a feeling of anger or irritation when you use it. The means described is the way by which the ascended masters often give great assistance to the students, when they put aside, or out of the consciousness, all thought or feeling of self. When one has the complete action of it grasped in the outer mind, it becomes a mighty means of healing. You will very readily have the use of this, and if you use it for healing, no matter what seems to be there, hold the two colors positive and steady. There is no healing to be done except in the outer form, but be sure to keep the inner presence at work, healing the wounds of hate. Ask the mighty I Am presence of the other individual to illumine his or her heart and mind, and then heal the body. All healing is but a bringing back of a natural balance of the two forces. You will at once see what a mighty power you have in your hands to use. Note, the celebration of the crystal stone. After seeing the celebration of the crystal stone, the scene was a fragment of a past experience, and if it could be dramatized in pictures, it would be of immense help to humanity. In spite of all that may seem to be, that wonderful phase of expression, the movies, which can be made so perfectly wonderful, will yet be used to convey mighty inner truths of the activity of the mighty ascended host. The scene was of a forgotten period, of which the only records are in the Royal Teton. A mighty inner preparation has been made sometime, somewhere, for this outer experience. The inner activity is the real and the only real natural activity. The outer is so crude and distorted compared to the inner. The situation in Washington, D.C. The only right attitude for every student toward every apparent manifestation of the outer during this seemingly chaotic period is this. No matter what seems to be taking place, drive into the midst of whatever the condition may be, the consciousness that there is but one cause that has any power, and that is the wisdom, power, and presence of Almighty God in full action there. Sometimes the outer activity must reach a certain peak of expression to burn out, as it were, the human generation of wrong action. We must know positively and with certainty that back of every outer activity are God and His messengers watching the moment to strike and pouring into the condition that presence which consumes the wrong and raises the right into its perfect activity. Thus throughout the ages have God and His noble messengers watched the inhumanity to mankind, at each opportunity raising them a little higher, until the cosmic signal sounded, foretelling the onrush of the mighty active presence of Christ, God in action, that will draw the poisonous fangs from the poor serpent of mankind, so that willingly its forces are forever turned upward. The serpent will then have become the dove, for the serpent was first conceived in the mind of the outer man by the misdirection of that wonderful energy of God. It was thus turned downward from its rightful heavenly course, which is forever upward. Do not at any time feel disturbance at any of the things that take place in the outer world, for all is tending upward toward its eternal perfection. Woe unto those in official places who fail to act in accordance with those strong inner promptings that they are receiving clearly and distinctly, for many are receiving them unmistakably. President Hoover felt that there were important records and much that needed to be protected. And he knew that when a crowd gets into a mob vibration, they do things which they never intended to do in the beginning. He was right, for violence would have become rampant. If the veterans had had a little more encouragement in their intent, they would have burned and destroyed things which needed to be preserved. This refers to the Veterans March on Washington, D.C., July 1932. This was a time of great economic depression. During the time of the French Revolution, Robespierre had no idea in the beginning that things would go as far as they did. The attitude of the real student, there is only God acting in this situation, and he will bring right and justice out of it. When people will not listen, they must go on until you knock them for a home run before they will pay attention. Awake! And stand for the one presence of right and justice. The willingness to face the human creation and its error and turn about takes very great strength. Vital. Thought gets to revolving, stirring up and generating the feeling. Then it becomes difficult to control it. To any disturbing thought, say, I refuse to let you act. Now get out. Every student should face himself, see what there is that needs correcting, and then proceed to correct it. There is only one cause in every individual's life, and that is his own conscious creation. Every student has to get that idea into his head, face it, and then conquer himself. Instead of recognizing God as the only cause, the mass of mankind generate through the outer manifestation misconception and causes that are certain to bring them distress. The idea of the dragon was first a conception in the ancient Chinese civilization. At that time, the wrong use of the solar force created, instead of a thought form resembling the human, a thought form resembling the serpent. Because they had for generations been taught and had known the creative power as the serpent power, which caused the thought creation to take that form. That tradition has come down with the Chinese to the present day, as you will observe in their ceremony of the New Year. They masquerade as the dragon to scare away the evil spirits. This is but a distorted conception of the great wisdom that they once used. Discourses. The arrangements for the days on which these discourses are given have been quite wisely planned. While the instruction is going forth, this makes it possible to carry the radiation from lesson to lesson, and is better for the class, and gives the radiation intended for them. For the young students, the time has arrived when a special effort will be made to reach those from 12 years on with the understanding of the light. There are many great souls who have come into embodiment since the war period, and once the contact is made, they will instantly feel the inner response. Whoever feels that response will receive great benefit from the outer contact with the truth. Important daily. It is wise to always keep using the command, I, Christ, the mighty I Am Presence, command that there be no interference in the truth being conveyed to anyone, for truth is always its own defense. This will cause to be projected about the younger students a presence that will not accept suggestions that might lead them away from the truth and from the presence, from which they felt the inner response. Just declaring a thing often enables it to be done. It is hard for students to conceive that a certain positive declaration often opens wide the door to the enlargement of the demand, as it were. It is so easy for the student always to govern thought if he or she will only do it before it gains momentum. Say, here, now stop, get out. The thing the outer self needs is unshakable confidence. Because it has not been accustomed to instantaneous manifestation, it feels things are far off, so to speak. Dawn's grown appearance. If Dawn loves me and occasionally looks at my picture, he might easily take on a resemblance. Nada has an amazing power through the use of the love ray. Our new home. The establishment of an ascended master home is entirely within the province of that intelligence that comes forth at intervals. The best way is just to rejoice in the idea and let the great wisdom bring it about. Many times it is absolutely essential that the idea be conveyed to the outer, for through that certain preparation can be made which saves a great deal of energy. Benediction. Thou great, glorious, radiant presence, thou art the wisdom, power, and love, the inflow of light enfolding each one. Mighty God of light, thou mighty, eternal, radiant one, art forever the governing presence of these thy children.